So, Susan, it seemed as though the discussion about CPP was dead and now it's alive. You've got to say that that's great news.
Of course, it's great news. In December of 2010, the finance ministers came out and said, okay, sorry, can't move on the CPP, but here's something else that you can use, which is the PRPPs, this voluntary plan that the industry has been pushing all these couple of years. And so to know that CPP is going to come back on the table is really exciting news.
What do you think about what is being proposed?
Well, the proposals are not bad. I mean, the most important fact is we're talking about it at all, because I think the politics of this is what makes it top of the page, top of the news. And that is because in December 2010, the two holdouts to allow any change to CPP were Alberta and Quebec. And because of the amending formula for CPP, those two together were able to veto any kind of consensus moving forward on CPP. With Quebec moving forward, it means that they no longer have the veto, and the provinces that need to see an improvement on the CPP can go ahead. And that breakthrough came into Quebec budget papers this November that nobody even noticed. And so it's very interesting that now CPP is actually, you know, in the game again. Now, the kinds of things that they could do, and I think people have lost track of what they were because it's been off the table for so long. One is that they could increase the percentage of your pre-retirement income that the CPP covers. Right now, you can get up to about 25%, up to a maximum based upon $50,000. So your amount of pension is somewhere around $10,000 maximum. What the modest proposal was going to be was to increase that instead of 25%, maybe to about 35%, so you would get a little bit more in your pension. The other option on the table, which no one seems to be talking about much now, is that instead of increasing the percentage, you increase the level of income that you might cover. So now it's covering up to about $50,000 of your income. Some have suggested that you move that up to, say, $60,000 or $70,000, where you would still get 25% coverage. And that would take in, you know, some of the slightly middle-income people. So those are the two main options sitting on the table. Of course, some have asked for much more substantial increases in both directions. And, you know, ultimately, in order for anyone to have a proper retirement, the amount of savings they themselves have or any pension has to cover somewhere between 60 and 70% of their pre-retirement income for them to maintain their standard of living. So that's a long-winded, complicated answer to your question.
Now, CARP members are definitely in favor of expanding CPP. First of all, why? And secondly, which of these scenarios are being favored by members of CARP?
Well, we asked them over and over again, what is it that you like better about the CPP than, for example, the PRPPs that are on offer? And the most important part of it that they like is the employer contribution. If it had been voluntary, was that the employer also puts money into the pot, and that makes it just much more possible that you will have an adequate pension.
Okay, well, thank you for your reaction and for lobbying on behalf of CARP.
Okay. More to come.
Thanks, right. Susan. Good talking to you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.